Good afternoon and welcome. Let us join together as we begin our time in prayer. Gracious God, you have gathered us here with the purposes of remembering and celebrating. Remembering those like George Washington Carver, who have come before us as a witness to the persistence and commitment that can lead to success, and who did so with great faith in you, great God. Honoring and celebrating those like Brigadier General Clara Adams Ender, who has committed her life to the service of others and has risen up to positions of exemplary leadership. As we sit together today, O God, we pray that we may be inspired, yes, by the lives that we remember and honor today, but also that we may be inspired by the call that you have placed on each one of our lives, the call we must consider so seriously, to be good stewards of all we are responsible for, and to love our neighbors, indeed to love anyone in need, as you have displayed great love for us. Bless this time together. Bless our speakers and honorees. And may we as a campus community continue to be blessed as we are committed to living into our call as faithful people. We pray these things in the name of the one whose spirit is always present among us. Amen.
President Simmons, Brigadier General Clara Adams Ender, Bishop Trimble, Dean Griffith, Dean Torius, members of the Board of Trustees, faculty, student, and friends. I would like to acknowledge the military that we have among us. If they would please stand and be recognized. Please give them a round of applause. My name is Walter Lane. I'm the Assistant Dean for Multicultural and International Affairs. I would like to welcome you all to this 41st George Washington Carver Lecture in the 7th annual presentation of the George Washington Carver Medal. This year, we are honored to have General Clara Adams Ender to receive the George Washington Carver Medal. We honor the timeless legacy of the George Washington Carver's message to all humanity in the presentation of this medal. Carver's most important accomplishments were motivated by his love for all creation in every life. He noticed the health of the soil through its forests, flowers, and the tiny fungus, and that the relationship to the health of people, he wanted to help people without regard to their complexion or nationality. Remember his works and the industrialized peanut, the products from the peanut. However, his work also included agricultural extension, improvement in race relations, mentoring children, poetry, painting, religion, advocacy for sustainable agriculture, and appreciation for plants and nature. Carver served as a valuable role model for African Americans in his example of the importance of hard work, a positive attitude, and a good education. His humility, humanitarianism, his good nature, frugality, and a lack of economic materialism are worthy of all of our admiration. At this time, I would like to recognize the 8 Carver Fellows and the 54 Carver Scholars, and ask them to please stand at this time to be recognized. Thank you. The George Washington Carver Fellowship is one of the most prestigious academic scholarship offered to students for their 4 years of study at Simpson College. I would also like to thank those who helped to organize this event and to make it possible. I'm reminded of that Dr. Carver once said that it was at Simpson College that I realized that I was a human being. Today, I hope that this same warm feeling Carver felt about Simpson College is extended as words of welcome to all of you and deeply in our deeply esteemed guests. Thank you.
Friends, good afternoon. We gather today, as we do every year at this time, to honor the legacy of George Washington Carver. But this is a particularly poignant time to have this celebration. The date of his birth is not entirely established, but it is thought to have been in January of 1864, thereby making this the 150th anniversary of George Washington Carver's birth. Before introducing our guest speaker and our honoree, I want to take just a moment and recognize some other individuals who are with us today. We have had the good fortune for the last 3 days to have on our campus Bishop Julius Trimble and the members of his cabinet. Bishop Trimble is the resident bishop of the Iowa Annual Conference. And Bishop Trimble, would you please stand and let us welcome you. Mm. We're also very fortunate to have all of the members of the Bishop's Cabinet here. These are the district superintendents who organize the work of the church in the Iowa Annual Conference. Under the Bishop's guidance, would all of you please stand and let us thank you for your presence as well. In 1890, 30 years after Simpson College was founded by a Methodist bishop, Matthew Simpson, George Washington Carver came to this college. The son of a slave, he wanted only to pursue his education. At that time, there was no law that said Simpson had to admit a young African-American man. In fact, he had already been refused admission at another college in the area simply because of his race. Anticipating Dr. Martin Luther King's call that we look beyond the tone of one's skin and judge one another by the content of our character, the leadership of Simpson College saw a man of dedication, promise, and great intelligence. And years later, after Mr. Carver had become internationally renowned as a botanist, scientist, educator, and inventor, he paid great tribute to this college when he said, "At Simpson, the kind of people there made me believe that I was a human being." He later added, "I owe to Simpson College my real beginning in life." Through our Carver scholars, our Carver fellows, and all that we strive to do for all of our students at Simpson College, we strive to live up to that legacy. We not only talk about inclusiveness, but we endeavor to embrace it and practice it. If you, like George Washington Carver and our guest speaker, Clara Adams Ender, have a burning desire to learn more and become an engaged and successful citizen, Simpson College will do everything it can to help you realize those goals. Our greatest wish is that someday you might look back on a rich lifetime of memories and accomplishments and join Mr. Carver in saying, "I owe to Simpson College the real beginning of my life." And now on to our honoree. We gather today to honor the life and accomplishments of this year's Carver Medal recipient, Brigadier General Clara Adams Ender. You might wonder what Mr. Carver and General Adams Ender share. You might also wonder what their lives have in common with our students here at Simpson today, many of whom are in the audience, as Mr. Lane recognized. Perhaps a brief review of some of her biographical highlights will point that out. 4 years before George Washington Carver died, Clara Leach was born on a tobacco farm in Willow Springs, North Carolina, the fourth oldest of 10 children. She was milking cows at age 4 and working the tobacco fields at age 8. I learned from her in a conversation a little earlier today, after milking the cows at age 4, her sister was teaching her to read. And at age 6, her uncle was making her practice public speaking. Like Mr. Carver, she faced discrimination in her life. But again, like Mr. Carver, she possessed a desire to pursue her education and to learn. And in doing so, like Mr. Carver, she became an American pioneer. She was the first woman in the Army to be awarded the Expert Field Medical Badge. She is the first woman to receive her master's degree in military arts and sciences from the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. She is the first African-American Nurse Corps officer to graduate from the United States War College. She rose from staff nurse in the Army Nurse Corps to become Vice President for Nursing at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, the largest medical establishment operated by the Department of Defense. She's the first Army nurse in history to command as a general officer. I can also tell you there are a couple of other points that are equally impressive about her career. Having spent some time with her today, I learned she has done over 2,000 keynote addresses, similar to the one that she will share with us today. She has also been recognized with 14 honorary doctorates over the course of her career. General Adams Ender, I speak on behalf of everyone at Simpson College when I say that you are uniquely qualified to represent George Washington Carver's enduring legacy on the 150th anniversary of his birth. We are so honored to have you with us and look forward to your address. Please join me in welcoming General Clara Adams Ender.
Thank you very much, President Simmons, for that wonderful introduction. Even I'm looking forward to what I gotta say. Hey. You sit around sometimes and listen to introductions and you say, who are they talking about? You know. But just remember, I was there and I was having a good time. Hey. I always try to make sure that I did that. President Simmons, the Board of Trustees, Bishop Trimble, faculty, staff, students, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for inviting me to Simpson College. I will just be rather honest with you. I may not have found this place had you not invited me here. But it's wonderful you invited sunshine in, and I won't talk about the cold weather because that comes with the turf when you're out in Iowa. Yeah, I know, I spent some years in Minnesota, so we know how that goes. But it's great to be with you here today and to participate in this ceremony and to be a part of the ceremony that we're doing today. Much of what this ceremony is about is celebrating a life well lived. Louise and Rachel, two old high school friends, were doing much the same thing when they got together one day for lunch and were reminiscing about their high school days. Rachel reminded Louise that she was voted the most likely to live a successful life. Do you think that you've been very successful in your life? Rachel asked Louise. Louise replied, oh yes, I've been very successful in my life, and I judge it by the marriages I've had. Rachel asked her exactly what she meant. She said, well, my first marriage was to a banker. The second one was to an actor. My third marriage was to a minister, and now I'm married to an undertaker. Rachel had a quizzical stare on her face and because she did not understand. And she said, what on earth, Louise, does your marriages have to do with making your life successful? And Louise says, very simple, Rachel. Number one was for the money. Number two was for the show. Number three was to get ready, and number four is to go. There's a moral to that story, and the moral is each of us has an opportunity to determine whether or not we have lived a well-planned life. I am so honored and humbled of being here today to receive the Carver Medal. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever remotely think that I could do or be anything compared to Dr. Carver's greatness. He was a man who truly lived a well-planned life. And after knowing what I did about his life and reading a few more things, then you sent me the list of people who'd received the medal before me. And I was feeling a little smaller all the time. Yeah, the likes of Dr. John Hope Franklin, Dr. Mary Frances Berry, Dr. Janetta B. Cole, William Rapsberry, who's probably one of the greatest journalists that ever lived, I knew of them all. However, as I read more and more about Dr. Carver's life, work, and philosophies, I could readily see that we possess some of the same values and often taught many of the same lessons, especially to students. In my remaining moments, I will comment on four of Dr. Carver's life lessons and how they are timely today, and just as timely today as they were in the 1800s and early 1900s. What are some of these life lessons? One, be persistent. Now, you can see persistence in the dictionary, and you'll see a lot of definitions, but Adam Zinder's definition of persistence is the art of never giving up. Dr. Carter demonstrated persistence just by getting into college in the first place. He was admitted to a college and then traveled there to begin his studies and was not admitted then because of his race. In other words, he looked good enough on paper to be qualified, but when he showed up for admission, he was the wrong color. Dr. Carver was undeterred. He kept applying for college when he was admitted to Simpson College at age 30. He walked 25 miles to get to the school on registration day. Think about that, students, when you don't want to walk across the street just to get to class. Think about that. 25 miles he walked just to get here to register. Ladies and gentlemen, that is an example of persistence. He understood that he could be denied, delayed, and obstructed, but that he could never be stopped short of his goal if he were persistent. Persistence is the single most important value that's mentioned in the lives of successful people. A second life lesson that Dr. Carver taught us was to possess vision. Vision, you will see by the dictionaries, Webster, Merriam, and so on, that there are a lot of definitions, but Adam Zinder's got a definition for that too. It is the ability to be able to see goals and objectives accomplished in your mind before they are actually accomplished. Dr. Carver's art teacher first taught him about vision. When he came here to study, to be an artist, she saw something within him that she felt was much more important to develop. She saw a scientist long before he ever began his studies and encouraged him to study to be a scientist, and he excelled. Dr. Carver had a cause that was most important to him, and that was the plight of the poor. In his work as a scientist, he discovered many products that would help them and at a reasonable cost. He found 300 uses for peanuts and hundreds more for soybeans, pecans, and sweet potatoes. And I can just tell you that we're discovering more and more every day that we ought to be about eating a lot more of those things than some of the other things that we put into our stomachs. So he was fortuitous long before a lot of folk were ready. I might add that peanuts, soybeans, and pecans, as I say, rank high on the list of nutritious items and much, much healthier than the processed and fast foods that 90% of Americans eat today. Dr. Carver had a vision early on of being of service to the human race, and he used his intellect, spirit, and communion with nature to be persistent in accomplishing his goals. He had a vision. The third life lesson is that of giving service. Give service. Giving service means to give back and to help oneself and others. Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, the first African-American woman to serve in the Congress and a Carver Medal winner, once stated that, and I'm quoting her here, "Service is the rent you pay for room on this earth." Dr. Carver was a humanitarian, and giving service was a part of his humanitarian spirit. He once stated that, and I'm quoting him here, "It is not the style of clothes one wears, neither the kind of automobile one drives, nor the amount of money one has in the bank that counts. These things mean nothing. It is simply service that measures success," end quote. There is a note I found on his grave which reads, "He could have added fortune to fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world." That statement itself is quite a commentary on a life well lived. The final timely lesson that I'd like to talk about from Dr. Carver is that of being diverse in thought and action. Dr. Carver worked with many scientists all over the world to share and advance knowledge. He was honored by various levels of state and federal government, as well as by foreign leaders worldwide. A commemorative booklet that was published in 2007, entitled "George Washington Carver, Chemist, Teacher, Symbol," wrote of the 8 cardinal virtues that Dr. Carver had for his students. 1, be clean both inside and out. 2, neither look up to the rich nor down on the poor. 3, lose, if need be, without squealing. 4, win without bragging. 5, always be considerate of women, children, and old people. 6, be too brave to lie. 7, be too generous to cheat. And 8, take your share of the world and let others take theirs. Dr. Carver added to the diversity of the scientific community at a time when he had much adversity to face. He persisted and made a difference. In summary, because I'm about to get finished now, Dr. George Washington Carver, artist, inventor, scientist, author, teacher, and humanitarian, will forever be remembered for what he gave to the world as a human being and as a scientist. Some of his life lessons that are timely for all of us are to be persistent, have a vision, give service, and be diverse in thought and action. Our world has been greatly enriched because he lived and chose to be productive, to help others, and desired to make a difference. We can learn much from Dr. Carver's life about living a life that matters. There is an essay that was written by Michael Josephson, ethicist and minister. It's titled "Living a Life That Matters," and I'd like to share it with you as I close. Living a life that matters. Ready or not, someday this will all come to an end. There will be no more sunrises, no minutes, hours, or days. All of the things that you collected, whether treasured or forgotten, will pass to someone else. Your wealth, fame, and temporal power will shrivel to irrelevance. It will not matter what you owned or what you were owed. Your grudges, resentments, frustrations, and jealousies will finally disappear. So too will your hopes, ambitions, plans, and to-do lists expire. The wins and losses that once seemed so important will fade away. It will not matter where you came from or on what side of the tracks you lived at the end. It will not matter whether you were brilliant or beautiful. Even your gender and skin color will be irrelevant. So what will matter? How will the value of your days be measured? What will matter is not what you bought, but what you built. Not what you got, but what you gave. What will matter is not your success, but your significance. What will matter is not what you learned, but what you taught. What will matter is every act of integrity, compassion, courage, or sacrifice that enriched, empowered, or encouraged others to emulate your example. What will matter is not your competence, but your character. What will matter is not how many people you knew, but how many people will feel a lasting loss when you are gone. What will matter is not your memories, but the memories that live on in those who loved you. What will matter is how long you will be remembered, by whom, and for what. Living a life that matters does not happen by circumstance. It is not a matter of accident, but of choice. Choose to live a life that matters. It has been great being with you here today.
Good afternoon. To those of you that I haven't had the opportunity to meet, my name is Justin Brown. I'm an assistant professor of biology. I'm also a member of the Multicultural and Minorities Issues Committee. It's now the time in our program for the presentation of Simpson College's Carver Medal. This annual event recognizes an individual who exemplifies the legacy of George Washington Carver throughout their life. President Simmons, platform party members, faculty, students, alumni, guests. As a representative of Simpson College's faculty, I'm honored to commend and congratulate Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Enders as the recipient of the 2014 Simpson College Carver Medal. Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Enders, for over 30 years, you've shared your remarkable talents as an officer and a leader in the United States military. You've persevered through difficult times and you've broken barriers throughout your life. In the same manner as George Washington Carver, you've been guided by your faith in God, your love of your country, and personal integrity to lead a life of great service and to strive for excellence in everything that you do. You've served in the United States Army with distinction, and you've been a leader and a role model for thousands of men and women. The mission here at Simpson College includes fostering values of personal worth and individuality within a creative, diverse, and just community. And you've done this throughout your lifetime's commitment to the core values of the United States Army, which are loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. Dr. Carver is quoted as saying, "No individual has any right to come into this world and go out of it without leaving behind him distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it." And your life exemplifies how you've reached out to lead and to serve. You've created an impressive legacy that embodies the spirit and the meaning of George Washington Carver. And so on behalf of Simpson College's faculty, I'm honored to congratulate you on being selected as the 2014 Carver Medal recipient. Congratulations.
Good afternoon. My name is Jasmine Ward. I'm a first-year student from Kansas City, Missouri. As a representative of all Simpson students today, it gives me great pleasure to welcome and congratulate General Clara L. Adams Ender. Part of the mission of Simpson College is to guide students on issues of personal integrity, moral responsibility, social justice, and citizenship. General Clara L. Adams Ender, as an officer and nurse in the Army, you have been leading colleagues and those with whom you have served on these important issues for many, many years. It is fitting that you are here at Simpson today, where George Washington Carver began his college career studying art, and where he was encouraged and guided by his faculty to go on from this place and make a difference in the lives of other people. Your life began in Wake County, North Carolina, the fourth oldest of 10 children and daughter of a sharecropper. At the age of 16, you enrolled at the College of North Carolina, A&T State University, where you were not only a successful student, but were also actively engaged in your community, as demonstrated by your participation in the Greensboro sit-ins, a nonviolent protest to help end the practice of segregation in the community. Throughout your distinguished career, you have been a role model as someone who lives each day with a commitment to personal integrity, service to others, and excellence in all that you do. George Washington Carver said, "Where there is no vision, there is no hope." You too have provided vision and hope to people throughout the years. Your walk through life has and continues to touch the lives of people in ways that make a difference. You've provided leadership, care, and guidance and support to many throughout your career. You are clearly an outstanding representative of the George Washington Carver legacy and deserving of this award. Your life's work, service to your community, country, and to all those people whose lives you have touched serves as an exemplary model for all Simpson students. On behalf of the college's student body, congratulations on being selected as the 2014 Carver Medal recipient.
General Adams, in addition to the medallion, we also have a proclamation to present to you, which reads, "Whereas Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Ender has had a long and distinguished career, rising from a staff nurse in the Army Nurse Corps to become the Chief Executive Officer for 22,000 nurses, a Brigadier General, and Director of Personnel for the Army Surgeon General, and whereas Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Ender has been recognized with numerous awards and decorations, including the NAACP's Roy Wilkins Meritorious Service Award, the Distinguished Service Medal, issued for exceptionally meritorious service in a position of great responsibility to the government of the United States, and in 2013, the American Academy of Nursing honored her as a living legend. And whereas Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Ender has provided exemplary leadership, having served as Vice President for Nursing at the prestigious Walter Reed Army Medical Center, the largest healthcare facility in the Department of Defense, she was also the first Army nurse in history to command as a general officer, and in 1967, she became the first female in the Army to be awarded the Expert Field Medical Badge. And whereas Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Ender grew up in Wake County, North Carolina, the fourth oldest of 10 children, and has throughout her life persevered, excelled, and broken barriers, and now serves as executive director of the Caring About People with Enthusiasm Legacy Fund, a nonprofit foundation dedicated to raising funds to help students of modest means complete their college education. And whereas Simpson College has established the Carver Medal to recognize an outstanding individual whose life exemplifies the commitment and vision of service of George Washington Carver. And whereas the Carver Medal symbolizes dedication to serve and inspire others, commitment to leadership, and the importance of education. And whereas Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Ender has served and inspired others through her lifetime record of distinguished service in the United States Army, and where the legacy of her leadership and commitment has left a lasting impact that has been recognized nationally and internationally. Therefore, Simpson College is proud to bestow the Carver Medal upon Brigadier General Clara L. Adams Ender in recognition of her outstanding contributions to the citizens of this nation and to people around the world on this 26th day of February, 2014.